Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive. Today we're doing one of my favorite things, and that is taking a closer look with Token Wisdom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's your friendly neighborhood Khayyam as he signs off on his essays.
Love it, yeah.
This time he's walking us through the future of authorization.
Okay.
Something we all deal with daily, even if we don't realize it.
Yeah, and he has this knack for taking complex topics and making them relatable.
Mm-hmm.
This essay, he dives into some recent CrowdStrike incidents. You remember those?
Oh, right. Yeah, vaguely. I think there was an outage or two, right?
Yeah, first in March of 2023 and then again in July of 2024.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't it some kind of authorization issue that brought down their systems?
Uh-huh.
It's wild to think that even a company focused on security can get tripped up by something like that.
Exactly. And that's precisely what makes this Token Wisdom essay so interesting.
Okay.
Khayyam uses those real-world events to highlight a much bigger problem, the fact that our current authorization models are struggling to keep up with the complexities of our digital world.
Okay, so it's more than just CrowdStrike messing up.
Way more.
Okay.
Khayyam argues that these incidents are like cracks in the foundation.
Oh.
Remember that quote where he says?
I don't, but tell me.
The CrowdStrike outages were not mere glitches, they were tremors, foreshadowing a potential earthquake in the very architecture of our digital trust.
Whoa. Okay.
Chilling.
Yeah, all right. I'm starting to see why you wanted to deep dive into this. So how do we fix these cracks before the whole foundation crumbles?
Well, he dives into a bunch of potential solutions.
Okay.
But he emphasizes that it's not just about technical fixes. It requires a complete shift in mindset.
Okay.
One of the most fascinating ideas he proposes is this move from perimeter-based security to what he calls data-centric protection.
Data-centric meaning we focus on securing the data itself rather than just building walls around it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Khayyam says data wants to be free, but it also wants to be safe.
Ooh, I like that.
So we need to build security measures that are granular, flexible, and embedded within the data itself rather than relying on these rigid perimeter-based approaches that are increasingly ineffective.
So instead of guarding the castle, we're giving each jewel in the treasury its own personal security detail.
Exactly.
Right. Makes sense. But how do we make that happen? It sounds super complex.
Well, Khayyam points to technologies like graph databases and AI-powered behavioral analytics as potential game changers.
Okay.
Graph databases, for example, could be used to create these incredibly intricate and adaptable authorization systems that take into account the relationships between users' roles and data in a much more nuanced way.
So instead of having a static list of who can access what,
right?
It's more like a dynamic web that adapts to changing conditions and user behavior.
Exactly. He uses this amazing analogy. Imagine an authorization system that acts like a jazz ensemble.
Oh, okay.
Each musician or security measure improvising and adapting to the evolving melody or data flow.
I love that. So it's about building a security system that's less like a rigid rule-based machine and more like a living, breathing organism that can adapt to its environment.
Yeah, and this is where Khayyam's second CrowdStrike incident, the one in 2024 with the software update, comes into play.
All right.
He uses it to highlight the dangers of blindly trusting automated systems.
Okay.
Remember that line where he says,
"Give it to me."
Even the Minotaur, when armed with the latest technology, can stumble in its own labyrinth.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Tell me more about this Minotaur in the labyrinth. It sounds intense.
So Khayyam argues that CrowdStrike, despite being a security giant, got so focused on building complex systems that they overlook some fundamental principles of good design and testing.
Mm.
He warns that we can't become so reliant on automation that we lose sight of the human element.
So even in the future of authorization, there's still a crucial role for human oversight and critical thinking.
Yeah.
We can't just hand over the keys to the algorithms and hope for the best.
Exactly. And that's a theme that runs throughout Khayyam's work. He's a big believer in finding the right balance between technological innovation and human judgment, between automated systems and ethical considerations.
I like that.
Yeah. Finding that balance is key.
Yeah.
He even uses this analogy of a symphony orchestra, remember?
Yeah.
It's not enough to just have all the instruments they need to be played in harmony with a conductor who understands the nuances of each piece.
Ah, right. So in the context of cybersecurity, the instruments are all the different security measures we have.
Right.
And the conductor is someone who can see the big picture and coordinate all the moving parts.
Precisely. And that's what Khayyam is calling for.
Okay.
A more holistic approach to authorization, one that considers not just the technology, but also the processes and the culture of an organization.
Okay.
He argues that we need to shift from a mindset of building walls to one of cultivating ecosystems.
Okay, I'm loving these analogies, but let's break this down a bit further. What are some of the specific things Khayyam recommends we do to move towards this more holistic, ecosystem-based approach to authorization?
Well, he talks a lot about the importance of zero trust architecture, which is this idea that you should never automatically trust anyone or anything inside or outside your network.
Right.
It's about constantly verifying and validating access requests, even for trusted users and devices.
Right. So no more assuming that just because someone's already inside the castle walls, they're automatically allowed into the treasure room. Everyone needs to prove they belong there every single time.
Exactly. And to do that effectively,
Okay.
Khayyam suggests we need to start embracing more sophisticated authorization frameworks
Okay.
that leverage technologies like just-in-time access, behavioral analytics, and even artificial intelligence.
Whoa, AI for authorization. That sounds super futuristic. Tell me more about how that would work.
Imagine a system that can constantly monitor user behavior, analyze patterns, and automatically adjust access rights based on risk assessments in real time.
Okay.
So if someone suddenly starts accessing data they've never accessed before, or if they're trying to log in from a suspicious location, the system can flag it as potentially risky and take appropriate action.
So it's like having an AI security guard who's always watching, learning, and adapting to potential threats.
Exactly. And Khayyam believes this is where the future of authorization is headed towards systems that are more dynamic, adaptive, and intelligent, capable of responding to the ever-changing complexities of our digital world.
But what about the human element? Earlier, you mentioned that Khayyam emphasizes the importance of human judgment, even in this highly automated future. How do those two things coexist?
Well, Khayyam argues that AI shouldn't replace human judgment, it should augment it. Think of it like this. The AI can do the heavy lifting, analyzing massive amounts of data and identifying potential risks, but ultimately it's up to humans to make the final call to decide how to respond to those risks and to ensure that ethical considerations are always at the forefront.
So it's about creating a partnership between humans and AI, where each plays to their strengths. Humans bring the critical thinking, the ethical awareness, and the ability to make nuanced judgments, while the AI brings the speed, the scale, and the analytical power.
Precisely. And Khayyam believes this kind of human-AI collaboration is essential for building truly robust and resilient authorization systems in the future.
This is all fascinating stuff, but I have to admit, my brain is starting to feel a bit overloaded with all these complex concepts. Is there a way to simplify all of this, to boil it down to some key takeaways for our listeners?
Sure. I think one of Khayyam's most important messages is that we need to stop thinking about authorization as a static binary thing. You either have access or you don't. He wants us to start seeing it as a dynamic, contextual, and nuanced process, one that needs to be constantly evaluated and adjusted based on changing conditions.
Yeah. So instead of having these rigid rules that say person A with role B always has access to data C, it's more about creating a framework that says person A with role B might have access to data C depending on a variety of factors like the time of day, their location, their recent activity, and the overall risk level.
Exactly. And to achieve that level of sophistication, we need to embrace new technologies, rethink our organizational structures, and cultivate a culture of security awareness and collaboration.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm still curious about some of the more futuristic concepts Khayyam mentions, like self-sovereign identity and intent-based authorization. Those sound like they're straight out of a sci-fi novel.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
But they're actually closer than you might think. Self-sovereign identity, for example, is all about giving individuals more control over their own digital identities. Instead of relying on centralized authorities like Google or Facebook to manage our data and permissions, we could have our own personal data vaults secured with cryptography, where we can choose what information to share and with whom.
Wow, that would be a huge shift in power.
Yeah.
No more worrying about data breaches at big tech companies or having our personal information sold to advertisers. Without our consent, we'd be in control of our own digital destinies.
Exactly. And intent-based authorization takes this even further. Imagine a system that can actually understand what you're trying to do online and grant access based on your inferred intent rather than on predefined rules.
Wait, so the system would be smart enough to figure out what I want to do, even if I don't explicitly request it?
That's the idea. It would use technologies like natural language processing and machine learning to analyze your actions, your queries, and even your browsing history to determine your intent and then grant access accordingly.
Okay, that is mind-blowing. So I wouldn't have to go through a bunch of steps to access something. The system would just know what I need and give to me.
Precisely. And this is just one example of the kind of radical innovation that Khayyam believes is possible in the field of authorization.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities, but I have to admit it also makes me a little nervous. All this talk about AI and automation makes me wonder if we're not just creating a world where machines are making all the decisions and humans are left out of the loop.
That's a valid concern, and Khayyam addresses it directly in his essay. He argues that the key is not to replace humans with machines, but to create systems where humans and machines work together, where each plays to their strengths, and where human judgment and ethical considerations always have the final say.
So it's not about humans versus machines, but about humans and machines working together to create a more secure and equitable digital future.
Exactly. And I think that's a message that resonates deeply with me. We need to embrace the power of technology while also recognizing the importance of human values and ethical considerations. We can't just blindly trust algorithms to make all the decisions for us. We need to be actively involved in shaping the future we want to create.
Well said. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, and I feel like I have a much better understanding of Khayyam's vision for the future of authorization. But there's one thing I still want to circle back to.
Yep.
You mentioned earlier that Khayyam uses this powerful analogy of a symphony of security measures. I feel like we haven't really explored what that means in the context of this essay.
You're absolutely right. It's a brilliant metaphor that goes beyond just describing the complexity of cybersecurity. It actually highlights a fundamental principle that Khayyam believes is essential for building robust and adaptable authorization systems.
Okay, so it's more than just having a bunch of different security tools and techniques.
Right.
It's about how they all work together, right?
Exactly. Just like in a symphony orchestra, you can have the most talented musicians in the world, but if they're not playing together in sync, following the conductor's lead, the result will be a cacophony, not a symphony.
So it's not just about the individual instruments, but about the orchestration, the composition, the overall harmony of the performance. I'm starting to see where you're going with this.
And that's the challenge for organizations today when it comes to authorization. They often have all these different security solutions in place, firewalls, intrusion detection systems, identity management platforms, but they're not always working together effectively.
They're like musicians playing different tunes at the same time, creating a lot of noise, but not much harmony.
Precisely. And Khayyam argues that we need a conductor, someone or something that can see the big picture, understand how all these different security measures interact and orchestrate them in a way that creates a unified and harmonious defense.
So it's about having a centralized strategy, a common goal that everyone is working towards.
Yeah.
But who or what would play the role of the conductor in this cybersecurity symphony?
That's a great question, and I think it's something that organizations need to figure out on a case-by-case basis. It could be a dedicated team, a sophisticated AI system, or even a combination of both. The important thing is that there's someone or something responsible for bringing all the different pieces together.
Okay, that makes sense. But let's go back to the symphony analogy for a moment. In a symphony, the conductor doesn't just tell the musicians what notes to play. They also interpret the music. They bring their own style and vision to the performance. How does that translate to the world of cybersecurity?
Well, I think it speaks to the importance of human judgment and expertise, even in this increasingly automated world. We can't just rely on algorithms and rule-based systems to make all the decisions for us. We need human security professionals who can analyze the threat landscape, understand the nuances of different security technologies, and make informed decisions about how to best protect our systems and our data.
So even in the future of authorization, where we have AI-powered systems that can analyze massive amounts of data and make decisions in real time, there's still a vital role for human expertise and intuition.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that Khayyam really emphasizes in his work. He's not advocating for a world where machines take over. He's advocating for a world where humans and machines work together, each playing to their strengths.
It's about finding that sweet spot, that perfect harmony between human intelligence and artificial intelligence.
Exactly. And that's what I find so inspiring about Khayyam's vision for the future of authorization. He's not afraid to embrace new technologies and explore radical new ideas, but he always does so with a deep respect for human values and a recognition of the importance of human judgment.
He's like a technological optimist with a healthy dose of humanism.
That's a great way to put it, and I think that's a perspective we all need to adopt as we navigate this increasingly complex and interconnected digital world. We need to be excited about the possibilities that technology offers, but we also need to be mindful of the potential risks and challenges.
Okay, I think we've covered just about everything we wanted to discuss today. Yeah. Any final words of wisdom from Khayyam that we should leave our listeners with?
You know, one of the things I appreciate most about Khayyam's writing is that he always leaves us with something to ponder, a question that lingers long after we finish reading. And in this essay, he asks, are we ready to play?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's such a simple question, yet it carries so much weight.
Yeah.
What do you think, as our resident expert, Khayyam is really asking us here?
I think he's challenging us to acknowledge the enormity of the task before us, to accept that securing our digital future is not a one-time fix, but an ongoing process, a game that demands our constant attention, adaptation, and ingenuity.
It's like he's saying, look, the threats are real, the stakes are high, but we have the power to shape the outcome, or we get to sit on the sidelines or step up and play the game.
Exactly. And it's not just about individual actions like choosing strong passwords or being wary of phishing scams. It's about engaging in a collective effort, a global conversation about how we build a more secure and resilient digital world.
It's about recognizing that cybersecurity is not just a technical issue, but a societal one, a challenge that demands the participation and collaboration of governments, businesses, individuals, and everyone in between.
And I think Khayyam's essay is a powerful call to action, an invitation to join this ongoing game, to contribute our skills, our perspectives, and our energy to creating a future where technology empowers us, not endangers us.
And that's a future worth fighting for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, on that inspiring note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. Huge thanks to you for walking us through Khayyam's token wisdom and sharing your insights with us.
It's been a pleasure. Always a joy to unpack these complex ideas with such an enthusiastic host.
And to our amazing listeners, as always, thank you for joining us on this journey of knowledge discovery. We hope you found this deep dive into Khayyam's thoughts on the future of authorization both informative and thought-provoking.
And don't forget to check out Khayyam's Token Wisdom essays for yourselves. We've got a link in the show notes.
Until next time, keep those minds curious, those questions flowing, and stay safe out there in the digital world.